Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 82 of Batmania 66. Really quick, Facebook just let me know that Holly and I have been doing this for just over 2 years.
What? No.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. Also, Holly, the microphone's way over there.
No. And I'm supposed to look at you when I talk.
I know. We spend a lot of time making awkward eye contact during this podcast.
You know, for the listeners.
Yeah. No, so that the guests can feel shut out is really why we do it.
2 years?
2 years.
Oh, I guess the math checks out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I posted our first picture of us podcasting 2 years ago.
What are you going to do for your anniversary?
You didn't buy me flowers or nothing.
We had a Batman sexy party.
We did have a Batman sexy party.
It was pretty nice.
That was for Ben's and Scott's birthday and Amanda's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. All those people got my party. And then you took Scott out to Disneyland. So, you know, you were like, hey, you can have Ben's party and I'll take you to Disneyland. That's what happened. That happened.
He puts out.
Fair enough. All right, episode 82 of Batmania 66, called The Joker's Epitaph. Joining us tonight, as always, is Holly.
Hi!
Unless she's sick, and then we have Tammy as Holly in stand-in.
Yeah.
And tonight we have two very special guests. We have Mr. Scott Donahue.
Hello.
And joining us again, this time with clear audio, is Miss Katie Johnson.
Yay. Hello.
Did you try to listen to our episode?
It was a little tough, yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
So
we were all eating tinfoil into the microphone was the problem.
We were wearing our tinfoil hats, eating tinfoil.
Trying to protect against the apocalypse, which clearly didn't work.
Clearly.
Yeah. Holly doesn't let me get political. I'm curious what will happen on this episode.
There's no Oreo cookies for me to shove in my sadness face, so I don't know.
Shove in your sad hole?
Yeah.
Katie. As our returning guest...
Scott's returning as well.
I know, but I like Katie better. As...
That's fine.
Yeah, Scott's... Wondering. You know why, Scott?
Why?
Because you put out, and it makes me think less of you.
Hmm.
Don't slut shame Scott.
Hey, we got a new t-shirt.
Don't slut shame Scott.
Yeah.
Nice.
I still want to wear Shut Up, I'm Batman.
Yeah. They can go hand in hand.
Speaking of the name, can I just suggest that just for this episode, we referred to Batman as Fleet-a-Mouse, and that's it.
Not you Batman. You can try to make that stick, but you know, fetch is not going to happen.
Fleet-a-Mouse.
So if you would tell us, Katie, who our villain is and what the villainous plot of the episode is.
Oh, goodness. So our villain is the Joker, also known as Mr. Whiteface. And the villainous plot is that he has been set up in what was supposed to be a ruse by Batman / Bruce Wayne / Fleet-a-Mouse to, you know, catch him by giving him power. I want everyone to pay attention to this. They gave him power. They made him an elected official within Wayne, within the bank, within the banking system. And he's playing honest in order to get more of his evil plot through and steal and hurt people and do horrible things.
Katie's trying to make this a metaphor for something, but I can't quite figure
out what. I'm just quoting
the
plot. I'm just saying the straight out plot. If people want to see things in it, that's the power of art. I'm basically Hamilton right now.
Oh my God. I love the idea of equating the artistic integrity of this show to Hamilton.
I am Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Speaking of which, I will have to post this after the episode, but have you guys actually seen the Hamilton intro song that somebody rewrote as an explanation of Batman?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'll have to post this.
I wrote in my notes, I'm basically Hamilton right now. It makes me really happy.
It's good to be back.
But yeah, what I like is that she's the show. She's not the person.
I'm the show.
The entire show. Yeah. Just like every single one of us is in the car when nobody else is there and Hamilton is playing. We are the show.
I personified it.
Like that time the ambulance was pacing me when I was singing
Dr. Horrible,
Dr.
right?
Dr. Horrible sing-along vlog. 2 o'clock in the morning, driving home.
Yeah, as you do.
Another crazy woman on the road.
I mean, I was singing all the parts.
But yeah, I think I unbiasedly gave the plot and the villain and his villainous plot. I think so.
Yeah, no, totally works. When our episode begins, Robin is strapped to a comic book printing press, which you know is a comic book printing press because the lever that drops the printing press actually says comic book. I think it says comic book printing press, or does it just say comic book?
I think it says comic book printing press.
But
on one side, it actually says press.
Got it. Bruce is being forced to pull the lever by two robotic henchmen.
Which means he's not pulling the lever.
Yes. In the last episode, Joker specifically said he wanted Bruce to do it of his own free will, and then had his robot henchmen try to force Bruce to do it. Which, you know, is...
not how free will works.
Well... It is now.
Another thing people don't understand.
There is a philosophical debate about, I mean, these robots, are they actually human? Because at that point...
No, they're dancing.
I mean, it's just... But no, seriously, let's explore this. Are they human? Are they forcing Bruce Wayne to do this?
This is all...
Clearly.
I mean, basically, this is the Westworld question,
right? Exactly. Like, there you go.
See? Elevating this Batman.
There you go.
Hamilton, Westworld. Like, we're asking the tough questions. Battlestar. Like, are they Scions? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow, we're really running deep into this one.
Deep cuts!
And running into strange, strange circles. Yeah. But...
And significantly more elevated art forms.
Yes. This leads to one of my favorite things about the show, which is we find out that poised at the bottom of the building is Alfred in the bat suit, which makes me happy on so many visceral levels, because when I was a kid and when this show was deathly serious to me, I could never quite figure out why nobody could see that it was Alfred in the bat suit. I mean, he's got a mustache and everything. And spindly little legs. But we get to see Alfred come to the rescue.
He wall walks.
And then as he's getting ready to, he shouts out, "Bless my vertigo."
So good. So good. So my note is, nice wall walk, bad Alfred.
My next note is, when he comes in through the window, stumbles in, and looks like he's about to vomit, he stumbles in.
Because he looked back down.
Right.
That's how vertigo works.
It's also how you end up falling in Roadrunner cartoons. Mm. He comes in and Joker, I think, shouts, "It's Batman." My note to which is, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's just not.
Have a random question that occurred to me during this episode.
Which is?
So I know that the Penguin and the Joker went to the Batcave?
Yes.
How do they know previously to that? Because they've always known about the Batcave. How do they know about the Batcave? Is he just walking around gloating about the Batcave?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It is a good question.
I don't feel like this incarnation of Batman is particularly secretive, to be honest with you.
Valid point.
And he's not particularly cagey about whether or not he's actually Bruce Wayne.
Like, does he have, like, one screwdriver and just start talking and talking and talking about the Batcave?
You mean the Batman special?
Yeah, the Batman special. A.K.A. a screwdriver.
In the very first episode, Batman orders an orange juice. And the bartender gives it to him as one Batman special.
After which, he is
smashed.
Oh, man. That's when the Batusi happens.
And not drugged. Drunk.
Yeah.
And yeah, so clearly somebody spiked his orange juice with vodka. And bad, wonderful things happen when you do that to Batman. My next note after that is ADR, because Batman says something and I don't even remember what he says, but it was terrible ADR.
It was when they first get outside.
No, this was while they were still fighting with the bat gas, which happens again. Mm-hmm. Alfred has bat gas this episode. And
yeah. It was delayed, though. He yelled bat gas.
And then very slowly the bat gas was released from the pellets. Mm-hmm. It was just like, bat gas!
And then Joker says something on the way out, something about it's better to laugh and run away.
Yes.
And live to laugh another day.
Yeah.
It's deep, man. That hit me on a level that...
I had a question about this.
I'm also drinking wine, so sorry, listeners.
He's moody.
In vino veritas. He has two robot henchmen. I just did the thing. I've been watching too much political news. He has two robot henchmen.
What thing?
I did the thing. The okay. The tiny hands okay thing.
He feels should not be named.
One Horcrux down.
Yeah. Wait, Voldemort actually believed in things. That's not fair to Voldemort.
I heard it here, folks. A spirited defense of Voldemort. Voldemort. By one God. Ben Marcus. He apparently stood for something.
Okay, sorry.
No, cookies!
We are in a world where I was praying that Mitt Romney would get a high position in an administration. That tells you how far down the rabbit hole we've all gone.
The Romnitron's about to be Secretary of State. Just watch.
And we're about to say thank you. We're about to take that and say thank you so much.
May I have another?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Back to the episode.
Is he the one that can't lift his arm very high?
Romney?
Which is, I always
can't. He's the one with the dog in the cage on top of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that guy.
No, the one who can't lift his arms very high is President Bartlett. He's not a real president.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, oh, yeah, on West Wing. Okay.
Oh, my God.
West Wing.
Because he can't get the jacket on. He has to throw it on over.
So this is actually, what's his face?
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen actually can't lift his arms, so he learned to put a coat on that way by kind of flinging it around himself, and it just became part of President Bartlett's character.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was talking about at all.
Well, Romney's a robot.
Who was the POW?
Oh,
McCain. That's the ticket. McCain. I confuse those two all the
time. And then Bob Dole also can't really use his arm.
No! McCain and the Romnitron.
Fair enough.
Romnitron
3000, by
the way. Oh, he got an upgrade.
No, it's always been the 3000.
Oh. It was a firmware upgrade.
Oh, so did he run off a hamster and a wheel?
No, I forgot, a dog
in a cage.
They shipped him up to steam power at this point.
He's caught in a trap, like a mouse in a cage.
Nicholas's thing. He won't know because he doesn't listen to the podcast unless he's on.
Yeah. Anyway, so Joker is saying
he's not one of your 57 listeners.
We have tens of listeners.
You know what's weird? And thank you all for doing it. We jumped like 80 Facebook followers in the space of like 2 or 3 weeks for God only knows what reason.
And our hate mail has gone down significantly.
Well, mine has. Anyway, Joker's running away, and
not funny, Ben.
And he calls the robot henchmen to him. They would not be affected by the gas. Why wouldn't he just leave them there to kill Robin?
To pull the lever.
Which lever?
Well, which begs the question: are they human? We're back to Westworld.
Or dancing?
There you go.
Yes. Are they dancers?
There you go. Are they hosts in this in Gotham City?
Doesn't look like anything Westworld to me.
I would go to that Gotham City.
I wouldn't.
What?
Gotham Westworld.
It's crazy.
Gotham Westworld?
There are no minorities anywhere.
False.
There's one Irish guy.
False.
No, there's a very competent black security guard.
There's a very competent black security guard.
Fantastic.
There is
I'm surprised they imbued him with that much responsibility.
He's actually the only competent person with a gun in this entire city.
What do you have against jazz musicians? Nothing. That was really cold.
There's the lady that's in the stock footage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she is definitely a host because she's caught in a very tight loop.
That's accurate.
Anyway.
No, what did we decide? It was an OCD?
Yeah, it was. This is the Gotham psych ward. These are all the OCD people. They can't stop from doing the same thing over and over again. But, Bruce Wayne says that Joker and his henchmen escaped through a secret elevator. It was a Z, it was not an S, which bugged me. They went through a secret elevator. Maybe he's part German.
It's possible.
I believe it.
And now I want the song to be, Are We German or Are We Dancing?
No. No, Ben. False.
We then find out that... Batman knows what Joker's next move is going to be because he explains that Bruce Wayne gave Joker the vice chairmanship of the bank. Mm-hmm. So clearly Joker is going to use that vice chairmanship to raid and pillage the bank. Yep. Batman and Robin.
It's also made abundantly clear that it is not at-will employment. Bruce Wayne is not empowered to fire the vice chairman of the Gotham National Bank.
He's not empowered to fire anyone. That's the vice chairman's job.
Weirdly, he is empowered to name the vice chairman.
But not unnamed.
But not to dismiss the vice chairman. We then cut to the bank, where the robot, the two robot henchmen are being perfect tellers.
Ben.
Yeah?
When does he talk about his parents being dead again?
Oh, that was, yeah, that was in that scene.
Okay, that's the second time.
Later on.
Is it later on? I didn't write a note about it.
It's later on when Joker blackmails him.
He wants him to murder. Oh, right. Got it. Okay. I am against murder.
So I have no comments on this.
Fine moral stance.
Yeah.
And they,
I've murdered people.
They then talk to the manager of the bank, who tells them that the two robot tellers, yes, we noticed they're robots, but they're doing a great job, and everything is in apple pie order.
They're normalizing it. Yeah, give it a chance.
I don't know what apple pie order is.
That's where all the slices are going the same direction, and there's exactly the same amount of dashes per square inch on the pie crust.
Apple pie, this America. This is like some strangely make the bank great again. Sure. You know, it's all
OCD apple pie.
Yeah, OCD I'm into apple pie. This is oddly satisfying.
Apple
for
pie.
Me.
Apple pie.
Oh, no, now that I said that, that makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope, it's the hobo code. We're all good.
It's the hobo code.
Batman starts trying to taunt Joker by calling him Mr. Pasty Whiteface. First of all, Holly and I mentioned this in the last episode, but Mr. Whiteface still sounds super racist.
I have it as a note again, and it says, can we stop saying Mr. Whiteface?
Yeah.
Please. I can't. Please don't.
I mean, but again, in my, you know, allegory of the, you know, current political climate, it works perfectly. It's spot on.
Yeah, except the white face
orange.
Now.
Orange. Well, no, I was thinking of the administration, the rest of the white face, the alt-right white nationalists that are, yes. But orange face also plays, yeah.
Do you think that Tarantino started like that, where it was Mr. Whiteface, Mr. Orangeface, Mr.
Mr. Pinkface.
Mr. Pinkface, yeah. And they had to just kind of shorten it, like Hollywoodland. He realized it was better a little shorter.
Yeah. Also, George Reeves. Never mind.
George Reeves. Mr. Whiteface.
Oh,
It made me uncomfortable. They really need... And they said it a lot. They said it more than they say Pengy. And
Pengy was upsetting.
It's upsetting.
So Joker then decides that he doesn't want to talk to Batman anymore. And he goes to leave in the Joker mobile. And...
which is obscene.
Oh yeah,
it's awesome. I would drive that car.
I don't. That like, car doesn't drive. That car falls apart.
It looks like something straight out of Wacky Racers. It really does.
Yeah.
And what's his face? Robin just straight up goes, "Let's bust him for all the traffic violations and
traffic,
car code
just
violations."
Car, yeah.
And Batman's like, "No, no, no. Let's let him commit a real crime."
No. By the way, I think this episode was a prime example of it. They're confusing their geography a lot. Gotham is not only a city, according to this episode, but it's also a nation, Gotham National Bank, and a state. They literally have Gotham state laws.
It's like Disneyland.
No, I'm dead serious. This place is a nation state.
Yes.
Slash municipality.
Yes.
Well, it's clearly not actually America.
Mm-mm.
No. That's...
Although, if you look at any of the driving, it's clearly Southern California.
Yes. Like... Oh, it is Agoura Hills.
Yeah.
No question.
No question. I'm like, I think I drove through there.
Yeah.
Like,
to get here.
Yeah. To get here. Yeah.
And Joker then, in the loudest possible stage whisper, says that he's going to go talk to Bruce Wayne. And then Batman and Robin, in what is clearly inconspicuous talk, say that they're going to go have the Batmobile checked out, tuned up, something like that.
Safety checked.
Yes.
Apparently, they're well overdue.
Yes.
For a safety check.
Does my car need a safety check?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure mine does, though.
Yours does. For
and
sure.
when Joker goes to talk to Bruce Wayne, he demands that Bruce kill Batman and Robin, and give them their dead bodies.
Deliver their lifeless bodies.
Yes. And when Bruce then speaks up about his dead parents.
It's the second time he's brought up dead parents.
Yeah.
In this entire series.
Yep.
Out of 82 episodes.
Well, third if you count him bringing his father's umbrella to the Penguin, which I know you hate me bringing up.
That was the one time I was counting.
No, he brings it up one other time when he's talking about one of his charities. He does another speech about when my parents were murdered, blah, 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 blah.
I recall now.
So at least three times.
That's three times now.
I like Holly is amending her notes as if she's going to be graded on this later. And
Holly is the Hermione of this bunch. Let's be real.
That's terrifying. That is not surprising. That is bad news if I'm the Hermione.
You're the Hermione.
God, that makes me run.
Aww. It's okay, you're Neville.
Hey, Neville got competent by the end of that series.
Yeah.
And then this does make you Harry, so that's pretty fair.
Which I absolutely am.
So there you go. Done. Done and done.
With an I, not with two R's, is what I'm saying. But there you go. Harry with an I, not with two R's. H-A-I-R.
No, I know.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
This wasn't funny.
Scott laughed. I'm off the hook.
I snorted. I chortled.
Well, I'm literally just seeing you as the three of them right now, and it's perfect.
I was like, this is great. This is delightful.
Does that make you Luna?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yes, excellent. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, of the four of us, she pulled the best straw.
Luna's always been my favorite, actually.
Luna's She's fantastic. Adorable.
When Batman refuses to
murder,
when Bruce Wayne.
Radish earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
And when Bruce refuses to murder, which I think that's reasonable.
Whatever.
See, I thought they were going to go in a different direction with that. I thought they would be like, yeah, we'll deliver you their dead bodies. And they would, like, put mannequins in.
That's kind of what I expected as well.
Or
they just
really...
kill Alfred.
Or that.
No. He just drug him again.
Yeah, but I was like, this is the perfect way for them to get the Joker Kaiser to think Sosa. That Batman is dead. Like, I don't know. It was an interesting Kaiser choice Sosa. To be so morally, just, like, honest with the Joker. With someone who's never going to play fair. Who's always going to have the deck stacked against you. So that was an interesting idea.
The Joker stacked the deck. They, it's a
card joke.
Yes. The more you card.
You really need to add in, like, a rim shot.
They, this is a family podcast, sir. They,
Jesus Christ. Whoa! This is a family show? Okay.
They, Joker then says they're going to go to their alternate plan B, which makes me wonder, was killing Batman and Robin plan B to begin with?
Yeah.
Alternate plan B.
Wait, what was alternate plan A?
Was there a plan
A? Or maybe they started with plan B. Maybe plan A just wasn't feasible.
Plan A, alternate
feasible.
A, B, alternate B. Yeah, right. B and a half.
Plan A, we go back in time. which is, what's her face? Do anybody catch the hench lady's name this time?
Miss Miller?
Miss Miller, if you're nasty. Did they...
good job, Ben.
Go home.
He is! Yeah, and I like that joke. I use that joke on the dog all the time.
It's a good one.
They, does the dog get it?
No, I'd say her name's Shasta. Miss Butts, if you're nasty.
Gotcha.
But does Miss Miller have a first name?
She does. I just don't remember. It was said last episode.
Okay, it wasn't said this episode, though. Yeah.
But this is where...
She had, a first and last name. It made... Wait.
Please. Oh, we have notes. Hermione has her notes.
Nope.
To be fair, I have mine as well. But they're copied from
it. It wasn't Eat a Dick, Grossman. Josie. It's
Josie Miller.
Josie Miller. Of course it's Josie. Also, can we side note and talk about her hair for a second? That it was, like, a wig on a wig?
Okay,
please
explain. That's my second to last note. Okay. Her wig is, I managed the entire episode, and then at the end I was just like, I can't. Because it changed color. Did you notice this? It changed color.
It changes color, it changes shape, and it's a
wig
on a
wig.
Yeah, it's
there were two wigs.
How many wigs can we fit on this poor woman's head?
Head, and then change them. No, it was atrocious.
Yeah.
And,
two.
Yeah.
Are you taking a picture of us?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Wigs on wigs.
Wigs on wigs.
So many wigs. They were gross wigs.
Come to Batman's Wigs Emporium.
Yeah,
we have wigs on
injury
wigs.
Of this poor woman. It was a lovely person and, a nice actress and has this nice part. And it's we have all the things to do to her. Two awful wigs on top of each other.
Yeah, where, and then the top wig, they combed forward to make bangs.
Bangs?
That was so awful.
But then it was a mullet and it was curly, but then there was a page boy wig underneath.
But sometimes it was not curly. Sometimes it was not.
Sometimes it was not. It was horrible.
It was really distracting for me.
Yeah, me too.
Weirdly, like, I really tried. The two I guys tried. Have nothing to say on this front.
Nope.
That didn't bother you?
Man stuff.
No? I don't know.
Notice that? Ladies, take note. Men don't notice your hair. You could wear a wig on top of a wig. They wouldn't notice.
I was at a party.
Don't let
I was at a party be the a week ago. I was at the sexy party, and the host of the party was wearing an amazingly revealing Catwoman costume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then at one point in the night, she decided that that was not amazingly revealing enough, so she switched into something even more revealing. The best part about that for me was not the fact that it was an incredibly beautiful lady wearing very little, but there was another guest at the party who, when our host came out in the second revealing outfit, the more revealing outfit, actually asked where the host of the party was.
Oh, yeah.
And Carrie, sorry, I gave that boat away, said, I'm right here. And she said, oh, you must have changed. And I looked at the person next to me. I leaned and I went, this woman has not looked above her neck the entire night.
Like, what did she change into?
She changed into a, from her strappy.
I recall walking in and being like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
Thank
she
you.
Changed into a fishnet shirt with nothing but pasties underneath.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And what was so funny to me is I leaned to the person next to me. I'm like, I am a red-blooded, straight male. Even I have looked at her face this evening. And this lady had not once peeked above the neck. Like, could not be bothered to get any higher than that.
Was that who I think it was?
One of the Stoney McStoner faces. The one who came with the girl in the Riddler jacket.
Got it.
But yes, so
what you're talking.
So
men don't notice your hair.
So men don't notice your hair, and some women don't either.
Who just
yes, oh yeah.
I remember I was near for that conversation.
Yes, which amused me to no end. But alternate plan B was for Ms. Miller,
Josie,
and the Pussycats.
And the Pussycats
was for her to. Just announce that, oh, thank you, I'll accept your proposal, and that there was a $3 million marriage settlement.
Yeah, yeah, that's how marriage works.
Weird.
So, okay, so let's say I meet somebody that I want to marry.
Right.
She then tells me, I will marry you for $6 million, and I have to bargain her down to a marriage settlement? Is that how that works? I've never been married, so I'm not sure.
When she is the what did they keep calling her? Joker's protege.
Oh yes.
When she is the protege to a supervillain, yes.
When a man loves a woman, he offers a sum of money for her hand in marriage.
Well, I think the idea of the settlement was the settlement for the blackmail. I think that was the tacit implication.
Oh, I see.
Was because Joker was trying to blackmail Bruce Wayne, so then it's like you'll marry her and give Joker this large sum of money.
Wait,
and then
why
they
couldn't
won't
he
release
just give
the tape.
Her, give him that money? Why do you have to marry that big
because
too?
It's Batman 66 and convoluted plot lines are not convoluted. It's just, you know, they even said it was humorous. It's our humorous alternate plan B.
So this is where
he didn't mind her kissing him.
Nope, not even
that. Oh, that was very creepy. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
It was like, oh, I don't like this.
But there right. What did he say? Like, there might be some benefits to
that's,
it.
That's actually my next... That's coming up in my next note.
Robin was a little jealous.
We find out that...
Oh, welcome to every episode of this show.
We find out that Chief O'Hara and Commissioner Gordon... Oh, because Joker calls them right away and announces the impending nuptials. We find...
Nuh-uh! He called the newspaper!
The newspaper, that's right.
They found out from the newspaper.
That's right. Where they say that
extra,
love is...
Extra.
He was missing a tooth. Do you think he got that job because he was missing the tooth?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Who, the kid?
He was not a kid.
He was not a kid. He was an old man. This guy was...
The newsboy.
He is a liquor delivery man,
Ben. Looked exactly like Max Casella from Newsies. And they, that's right, kids. Max Casella was in Newsies. I'm the only person left who knows who Max Casella is.
I've never seen Newsies.
Max Casella was Doogie Howser's best friend.
Oh, I remember Doogie Howser's best friend. Do you remember the episode where there was a dog that needed surgery and Doogie wanted to do the episode?
My apologies, we're not talking about that show on this podcast.
Yeah, it's, well, this is Batman 66, Batmania 66, 82, Hauser cast 1.
Yeah. No, but did you, does anyone, no one? That was my favorite. That, like, changed my life as a kid. It's like, he just wants to help that dog.
I remember very little in the way of specifics about Doogie Howser, but I do remember that he invented blogging and nobody gives him credit for it.
Oh my god, that's what happened to Dr. Horrible! That's how he became it!
Oh, so it's no longer House as the grown-up Doogie Howser, Dr. Horrible is the grown-up Doogie Howser?
Yeah, no. Obviously. Okay.
Anyway, this, somewhere he took this is where...
Huge turn.
This is where Commissioner
Well, they Gordon, wouldn't let him do surgery on that dog!
Turned evil.
That's when he got his PhD in horribleness.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He went back to academia.
Yeah.
New backstory.
They this is where Katie just straight up yawned. We need to get moving, folks.
No, sorry. Katie's like, can we talk about Stargate some more? No, we're good.
How does Doogie Howser fit into Stargate? That's what I want to know.
This, I can make this connection.
This is where
James Spader and
Yep.
Let's see if we can figure it out.
This is where Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara say that love is blind, and Batman basically goes, this is where he makes the comment about, well, there might be some benefits to it, or whatever the comment is. My note is just, I'd bag her. Because that's pretty much what he's saying. He's like,
do you think her wig comes off that? Do you think she takes it off beforehand, or...
No, that's gotta be, it's gotta be part of the
foreplay. Forgive me. No, she just moves it around.
God.
Oh, don't, wait. Hold on. I have a sign for this occasion.
Fuck your couch. Oh, gross. Bad. Reasonable. It's not a good podcast if I can't make a Merkin joke. Because this is a Merkina. It's my country.
New and.
ooh, we're getting a new sign, everybody.
Let's see. Waiting with bated breath. Ah. Boo. Get off the stage.
So I feel like we're doing the Leftovers now. I feel like you're doing the Guilty Remnant.
Hmm?
Okay, nobody else watched that show but
no.
me. The creepy cult in the Leftovers don't speak. They only write and hold up signs.
Oh.
So they would get in arguments with each other and like viciously write and then hold it up. And they'd write
that. That was me last episode.
Yeah.
Actually, I equated it to Brian Wilson. Who, when he went to, when the Beach Boys were still
Boys,
he would bring in half a dozen 8-track tape players that had certain key phrases on them that he knew he could respond to almost anything an executive would tell him, and he would just play the key phrases. He wouldn't actually
just
speak.
Just like that. Yeah, that's great.
And then anytime anybody writes anything furiously, my brain always thinks, I am now telling the computer exactly what it can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate. Speaking of people who need to be committed...
We've been married for a very long time.
Bruce Wayne... That's such a sweet thing to tell your boyfriend.
it's all right. I'm this will come later, but apparently I'm guilty of attempted bigamy. So.
Hmm?
Well, you don't want to be a small man.
Attempted bigamy is a real crime in Gotham.
It's a real place.
The Royal Mushroom Club. Sorry, this is where Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara decide they want to have Bruce Wayne committed.
Yes.
Yeah.
My next note, I skipped a little bit, but my next note is Anti-Lunatic Squad. Which is what the van that comes to collect Bruce Wayne is labeled.
Which is what we need.
My note for that was, they're coming to take me away.
Ah.
There you go. And Bruce had no idea.
Yes, Bruce was completely in the dark.
Alfred also seemed shocked.
Yes, and this is where Robin tells Alfred to get in the Batsuit, because apparently even though Robin is 30, he can't drive. my note is Alfred looks sick. Like, the shot here, he looks gaunt, and the mustache just makes it look awful.
He looks so much, like, he looks like a generic old dude usually in the Batsuit.
Yeah.
He looks like a Make-A-Wish for adults.
Oh, my God.
Write that down, because we're writing that sketch.
That's a thing.
It's a thing?
Hmm?
Do they have that kid adult?
Damn it.
Hopefully.
Did you know? Okay, sorry. Really quick, something about Make-A-Wish, which is the most ridiculous and also cutest thing in the world. There was a group of Make-A-Wish kids in the late 60s, early 70s. Their communal wish was to rescue the castaways from Gilligan's Island. Which is the most adorable, sweet, ridiculous thing ever.
You know, when I was a kid, my parents took me to Universal Studios, and Fievel was there. And I wanted to take him home, because he didn't have a family. So I was going to let him be part of our family.
But there were cats at your house.
I didn't think that. No. There were cats at my house.
Yeah. Isn't Fievel's friend a cat? Fievel's best friend in America is a cat.
Tiger.
Boom. Not all cats are bad. That movie
hashtag
also...
not all cats. Hashtag
not all cats. That movie was a statement on immigration and on racism.
I feel like you came here with a different idea than
This is a drastically different agenda.
So you came here with an agenda, honestly, yeah.
I thought I was going to be following along with you, but this is great.
No,
this
but that's great. Perfect.
Keep it going.
Although I'm telling you, I'm using hashtag not all cats.
Not all cats. No, but I was just trying to save Holly. I'm just like looking at your face.
I was so sad for a second.
I was like, why can't she bring Bible home if she has cats? I was like, wait a minute. His friend was a cat.
Tiger.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but the streets were not paved with cheese.
They were not.
First of all, you said cheese wrong.
Cheese?
Cheese.
Oh, there are no cats in America, and the streets are lined with cheese.
There are
guys,
times...
we're going to get sued.
No.
Stop singing.
No, 8 bars is fair use.
We're fine.
Okay.
We can't keep going.
Ben!
Ben! Yes?
I found the pens.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What time is
the
it?
The mic pens?
There are
times when I will just send that to Holly. There are no cats in America. Randomly.
And then I have to finish the song. It's not fair.
It's not fair. And we can't because of fair
also,
use.
Also, that Fievel was like 5 feet tall, so I think he could have handled my cats.
The Disney Gestapo is on its way.
First
we need
of all,
to move on.
Not Disney.
Get black-bagged. Yeah.
Not Disney.
Yeah,
not Disney.
Not Disney.
No.
Universal Studios. My bad.
Yeah. Yep. Wasn't it? It was Don Bluth, though, wasn't it?
Yes, different mouse.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not
Fledermaus.
No, way to bring it back.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, but Fledermaus is a very different character. He's from The Tick, and sorry, that matters to me. Matters to nobody else.
No one else.
Not even the tens of listeners.
And the fact that in the live Tick show with Patrick Warburton, they changed De Fledermaus to a character named Batmanuel.
That's great.
Tens of listeners.
The show got canceled, right?
Yes. mostly because it was too expensive, not because it wasn't doing all right.
What? Patrick Warburton's that suit, that the Tick
yes.
suit was too expensive?
Yes.
Wait, aren't they bringing it back on Amazon, though?
Yeah, but with a different guy.
Yeah.
I tried watching the pilot. I wasn't impressed. Where are we? Oh, Alfred looks sick. My next note is robot robbers. I don't remember. How did they get Batman out of the anti-lunatic van?
With a magnet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A magnet that
how
didn't attract the metallic
work?
Van.
Not like this.
What did the magnet do?
The magnet, they had it honed in on his utility belt?
No,
yeah?
He was in a straitjacket, the buckles
on his straitjacket.
But not the van.
No, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Not the van.
Makes sense. Wouldn't that just pull him out of the van and kill him?
Yes.
They're moving quite rapidly.
He made a comment like...
Oh, like he made a comment about tucking and rolling.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Which had nothing to do with him hitting the ground, by the way.
No.
They,
that's...
Well, I want to talk about the straitjacket for a second, because when they first come to arrest him, yeah, they should, like, put him in handcuffs, but they kind of... throw the straitjacket at him. They don't put it. They don't
then
buckle
he
him
holds
in.
It on himself.
He
yes.
just holds it on himself and walks away.
I'm sorry, but also, have you ever seen how Batman and Robin react to nets? That is absolutely the right way to catch
that's
them.
True. That's true. Fair. Very fair.
Oh, yeah. I'm stuck in this net I'm holding on to.
That's right.
And pulling over and, myself because we don't want to do this take again.
Have you guys ever seen the Ed Wood movie Bride of the Monster?
No.
It is... Have you ever seen the Tim Burton movie Ed Wood?
Yes.
Okay. So Bride of the Monster is the movie where they stole the prop octopus,
oh, God,
but forgot to steal the motor. So when Bela Lugosi is being eaten by the octopus, he is just draping tentacles all over himself. Yeah, that's how Batman and Robin react to nets and straitjackets and all sorts of things.
Sidebar. Yeah. Sorry, I know this is Tangent City. But we watched the, what is it, 7 Things You Didn't Know About?
Yeah, about various movies. It's a YouTube channel.
We watched the Nightmare Before Christmas one.
Mm-hmm.
And Vincent Price.
Yes.
Do you know this?
No, but I know who Vincent Price is.
Was the voice of Santa.
He was originally the voice of Santa.
He recorded everything and did it. But his wife had just died. And the sadness in his voice you could hear. So they had to recast it.
Bummer.
Does that break your little heart?
That's much more heartbreaking than the story of why it is that Patrick Stewart isn't the voice of the narrator in the movie. He wanted points off the gross, and they said no.
Like, this is either going to be amazing or just awful.
No, 100%. I would like money off the top of this movie. No, you can't have it. Mm-hmm. But he's still on the soundtrack album.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, if you listen to the soundtrack, he's actually the voice that does the... you probably wonder where holidays come from.
What is it in the who is it in the movie?
Some voice actor.
Someone trying to be Patrick Stewart.
Not really.
Someone who is happy for 800 a day plus your residuals. Yeah.
I'm happy with 800 a day. Sorry.
A Patrick Stewart type.
Yes, Patrick Stewart type. Quote quote. Yeah, someone from Central Casting.
Sorry, more tangents. When Mel Brooks made Blazing Saddles.
No.
And Ben. He wrote. This theme song. Nope, we're, one
no,
more.
I want to hear it.
Wrote the theme song for Blazing Saddles. He told the rest of his producers, can we get like a Frankie Lane type? So they went out and they got Frankie Lane.
That's fantastic.
Frankie Lane did not know, and they did not have the heart to tell him what the movie was. That's why the theme song to Blazing Saddles is sung so earnestly, because he thought it was a real Western. Which makes it so much better than would have been any other way.
That's the question. Yeah. How did they get Count Basie out into the desert? Did they tell him what it was?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he knew. But yeah. So Frankie
Lane.
They
gave him pages that day.
No idea. Yes. Anyway, where are Bruce refers to his straight jacket as over tailored.
Yeah.
Yes, this over tailored jacket.
And.
Then Batman and Robin get in the Batmobile and leave Alfred on the side of the road.
How did he get
no, before
home?
That, how did he get out? That's my
there
memory.
Were no you're access vans
before
back
that happened.
That
happened.
Is very important.
Wait, sorry. Before that happens. Batman and Alfred swap
go
clothes.
Go behind a bush and swap clothes. And Robin looks so left out.
He's
eyeing that bush.
He really is. He really is.
Sorry. Robin's eyeing that bush. I'm going to hold on to that sentence.
I think it's funny that we have the same note.
Yeah. How does Alfred get home?
How does Alfred
there
get
are
home?
No access
yeah,
vans
now we can talk
then.
About how does Alfred get home.
He just uses his Alfred powers to flip the van back upright and drives home.
No, the van left.
The van left?
Yeah,
they
used the magnet.
It kept driving.
Right. Sorry, I missed that part. Sorry.
You were too busy your playing own narrative. Little
yeah, I like my narrative better. Yeah. Dude, maybe that's it. Off camera, they left him the Alf cycle. They
no, he would. Remember last time he talked about getting it out of the trunk.
Yeah. No, I think he had to walk or hitchhike.
Yeah.
Aww. I mean, it's a two-seater. They wouldn't want to break the rules.
He probably got murdered.
No, just ask Grass or Cash.
No, it was one of the freeway murders. Because there was 3 in L.A. at the time.
This is Gotham.
Or he joined the Manson family.
I thought we discussed that this.
Yeah,
is
outside
health.
The city limits, it's definitely Santa Ana.
Yeah. So.
Obviously.
Sorry, I like Scott's conjecture that he joined the Manson family.
You're goddamn right.
He probably did.
Let's do it.
That's why they spelled Helter Skelter with an extra A, because they had a British guy around. More tangent. When they wrote Helter Skelter at the murder scenes, they spelled it wrong. Because, you know.
Burned out hippies from the desert.
Fanaticism.
What do you expect?
Anyway.
I'm familiar with murderers.
I am familiar with the works of Pablo Neruda. Robot robbers. This is where Batman and Robin go back to the Batcave, and they decide to reanimate the corpse of Mr. Glee.
Okay, but what have they been doing with the corpse of Mr. Glee?
Well, they don't call him Mr. Glee for nothing.
Exactly.
Let's just say he left a spring in their step.
Suggested necrophilia, by the way.
It's not. He's a robot.
Right, fair.
But again, are the host people? We're going.
Yeah.
And really... they.
That's pretty horrible.
And nobody's then... giving me the cue line, Ben.
What? Sorry?
Are you the cue line? Nobody asked if they were human.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah, we're done with that until somebody gives us the cue line again. They, they then, Batman gives what I thought was a rather almost satanic invocation get Mr. Glee to rise back from the dead. This he prays like... to all-powerful atheismo, and...
there was a rise, please?
Yes.
Something like very polite.
At the end, when his command...
And Mr. Glee pops back up, and they realize they can now take control of the robots.
Because talking at them is how it works.
Yes, because having a microphone is all you need to control robots.
And an
sheeple, listen to me. They go back to the bank, where they then accuse Ms. Miller of already being married to Mr. Glee, because he comes back in as her estranged husband.
And then she's like, I was never married. He goes, what about our honeymoon at Niagara Falls?
Which that seems legit.
Seems legit.
That's where honeymoons happen.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's interesting to note that they all take his word over hers.
Yeah, obviously.
Trump approves of this American.
He's a fine, upstanding man in a nice suit.
Yeah, of course.
They then the other bank tellers start robbing people.
Just
yeah, for no apparent reason.
Commissioner Gordon almost has a heart attack over it.
Yep. They then then we have the Ms. Miller tells Joker somebody's reprogrammed our robots. He then reprograms them back again. And Batman says this is the problem with robots, they lack loyalty.
Yes. The theme of the episode, the heart really, if you will.
At one point,
the theme of Westworld.
Robin, I think, whispers about their plan working.
Yes,
but he does not whisper.
Nope.
He
speaks.
He speaks loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he covers his mouth the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, no, he has to do it just full face to the camera.
No.
Yeah.
It was away from the Batmans.
It's a casual aside.
Well, you know why? Because he wanted Joker to hear it, because he's the one in charge of everything.
Oh, that's right.
Trying to help you out, Holly.
Thanks, Ben.
And they,
The onomatopoeia
fight.
Boff, eow, kapow, splat, sock, whack, biff.
Solid onomatopoeia. So
the best thing about this onomatopoeia fight for me, and I don't know if anybody else caught it.
Joker fighting.
At one point, no, not just Joker fighting, but Joker is garroting Batman with the pen from the deposit table.
He's using
the chain from that.
That's great.
And then, is that what he was using?
Oh, I thought he was choking him from behind.
No, he's actually using...
No, I knew he was doing... Yeah. I'm like, what does he have?
Yeah, it was the chain from the pen.
I'm so glad you caught that because I had no idea.
And that's when Robin smashes him on the foot to get him to let go. But that was fucking amazing.
That was great. That was good catch. Good catch.
I'm still amazed that it's been 82 episodes and they still haven't learned how to actually properly fight. They go at these guys like they're brawlers. There's people being thrown everywhere. It's bad. Like, this is some violent fucking fighting.
Yeah.
It's insane.
There's a lot of crime in Gotham.
Apparently.
I don't know why I wrote this. Maybe one of you guys does. I wrote, they don't actually like each other. I'm not sure what I was referring to.
Miss Miller gets arrested for attempted bigamy, and she says something to the effect of, like, you know, tell Bruce Wayne, if you see him, that it could have been fun.
Oh, actually like each other. Yes, that's what it was. That again, Bruce is Bruce in the guise of Batman, or Batman in the guise of Bruce, but is all wistful about a woman that he really doesn't know.
But he thought she was hot.
He picked her up.
And that was all. Yeah, and he's got her in cuffs and he picked her up. So I think there's like this sort of erotic moment where it's like, yeah, but it could have been.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of those in this. And then Catwoman admitting a few episodes ago that really the only reason she commits crimes is so that she can be caught by Batman.
Wow.
It's pretty kinky.
Yeah, she literally said
they've
that.
They've got
showrunners really issues. Don't have a very high opinion of women, do they?
No.
No.
I need to go through
the whole
this.
Decade didn't have an high opinion of women.
Agreed. if I go through this notebook and my other notebook, how many times I've written women are the worst?
Yeah.
Because every time it happens, I'm like, God, dumb bitches. Like,
there are a lot of times where Holly and I get to that note pretty much in unison in that episode.
Ugh,
also,
women.
Also, with the exception of Catwoman, Zelda the Great, and what's her name? The one who's got the aunt.
Zelda the Great has the aunt.
Oh, and who's the magician then?
Oh, no, you're right. It's Marcia, Queen of Diamonds.
Right. Zelda the Great and Marcia, Queen of Diamonds, women only turn to crime when a man makes them.
No, even, I think Marcia was questionable.
Well, yeah, because Marcia was first doing it to pay, no, Zelda was doing it to pay back blackmail.
Oh, yeah. Catwoman just does it to get Batman's attention. It's all still about dudes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we cut back to after Joker's been defeated and caught.
What's the aunt's name, Hilda?
Hilda, yeah.
Okay.
She's
Hilda's, the best character so far.
Yes, who was a chemistry professor, but now she makes potions.
Because, you know,
potions. Not like chemical concoctions, like straight up mystical potions.
Like I am Newton shit. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
At one point, she accidentally created life in her cauldron.
Yeah.
And it was this slime monster thing that looked pretty benign. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, we cut to Commissioner Gordon's office. Bruce is now being, and that's because they only have so many sets in this show, and Bruce is being checked out by the German doctor who was earlier in the episode earlier, but yes. Really gets to shine at this moment at the close. My entire note on this guy is, who the fuck is this? Like, he is the worst stereotypical comedic German doctor.
I'm honestly sure he came over during Operation Paperclip.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
yes. Clearly, he was a Nazi psychiatrist, and
yes, this isn't the first psychiatrist time at Auschwitz.
Yeah,
this isn't the first time we've had what we referred to. As
you know
a
what?
Nazi
they could
doctor.
Have used a few there. I bet there was a lot of depression going around.
Ben,
God,
I can say that I'm Jewish.
Ben? You open up that door pretty wide.
Yeah.
Ben?
What?
I don't think you should say that.
It's okay. It was nothing a good shower couldn't fix.
Ben.
My heart hurts.
I, Holly McKay, do not condone.
Please, folks, you can send. Please send your letters.
Yes, please send your hate mail to Julie Taymor, Carabano on the Edge.
2 years that joke's been going on.
2 years that joke has been going on, which is a running gag from a podcast that
never
aired.
Got, yeah, that did not get recorded.
Anyway, so yeah, this German doctor.
We had to record twice, and one night we got real loopy.
Gotcha.
This German doctor is. It's before I replaced the computer with one that could actually handle recording a podcast. This German doctor is testing Bruce's reflexes
to make sure he's mentally stable.
Hits him very hard on the knee.
Yes. With the thin end of the reflex hammer, and then with the flat end. And when he hits him with the flat end, Bruce nearly slides out of the chair. And that's when they realize that Bruce is now mentally stable because his reflexes are okay.
And his eyes were fine when he had his...
Yes.
Thingamajig in his eyeball.
She's talking about the otoscope, everybody. Not the other thingamajig.
Isn't that what they use on Garfield's dog friend?
The thingamajig? Oh, the otoscope. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yay!
Ball clap for that, Holly.
Yay!
Well done, well done.
The otoscope.
I had a dentist once who used to say homogeneous, and I couldn't correct him because he had his hands in my mouth, but I really wanted to.
I got it.
Yes. Incorrect.
So my whole note on this scene, because at one point Bruce Wayne says something that's kind of dismissive of Batman, and the commish has none of it.
Oh, yeah. He says that if you were to look into Batman's mind, I'm sure you'd find it's not too dissimilar from my own.
Yeah, Commish was not having any of that. So I just wrote Commish, Heart, Batman, which I write almost as often as I write Women Are the Worst.
Well, that's because Commissioner Gordon is known to break into soliloquy about Batman.
He loves him. He loves him so many.
And that, unless you guys have any other notes.
You guys wrapped it up.
That's the end of the episode. So... We come to the all-important thank yous. Scott, Katie, thank you for coming.
Of course.
Scott, do you have anything you want to plug?
Your Twitter?
No. Okay. Not really.
You don't want people to stalk you?
No.
Okay.
I think the last tweet I put up was when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series in 2013. So, yeah.
All right, really follow the Twitter everybody too much. Follow Scott. Wait for that next tweet. It's going to be a big one. And Katie, is there anything you would like to plug?
Sure. You can follow me at Miss Katie Bunny on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, on all the things. Follow my misadventures.
And if you're LA local, Katie does a lot of different performances, which you will find out about if you follow her on the places.
That's true.
You can follow Holly at _awkwardblonde on the Twitters. And I believe on the Instagram as well.
Yep.
And if you want to follow the podcast, it's at Batmania66 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find us.
Oh, Ben. Ben. Yes. I'm going to be on a podcast.
Holly's going to be on a podcast. This one.
It's this one.
It's called Batmania66. Yeah. You can find it on Podomatic.com and iTunes.com. Although if you're hearing me say this, you've probably already found it.
Hopefully. Unless you're in the car with your friend.
Right. In which case, you're probably talking over the podcast, so stop and listen to us.
Pay attention.
Right, we're not doing this because we're not needy. If you if you like the podcast, please go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or Podomatic. And if you really like the podcast, feel free to go to Podomatic and help us out with some of the hosting fees. You can donate through PayPal. Or, quite frankly, right now, if you want to give money to anything, go ahead, find a good charity and give it to that. ACLU,
woo!
The Anti-Defamation League, the Trevor Project,
Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, yes.
Human Rights Committee.
My Pocket is still a pretty good charity, though, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, definitely give. Give to what you believe in, fight for what you believe in.
Call your representatives.
Call your representatives and actually call them.
Congressmen.
But actually call them. If you write, that's great, but if you call them, they have to listen to you. Somebody from the office will call you back.
Oh.
I'm going to go absolutely straight and not funny and political right now, but it could be a very scary time for a lot of different people. If you reach out to anybody at our Twitter, Facebook, or our email, which is batmania66mail@gmail.com, we are willing to talk if you want to talk. And we are willing to find you the right people to talk to if we're not the right people to talk to. So everybody take care of yourselves. We're going to be back next week for episode 83, which is Catwoman Goes to College, which I assume involves pillow fights.
And $30,000 in debt.
Yes.
Not in 1966.
Don't remind me.
No, back right,
in 1966,
it was free.
All she needs to do is like have a part-time job. She can cover college.
There you go.
Or a boyfriend.
That's very regressive of you, young lady.
It's 1966.
Good point. And
she had a boyfriend. She wasn't going to college.
No, she was going to college to get the boyfriend.
Exactly.
To
get the college to pay for
the... In the house that Jack built.
Right.
And
so, also regressive. Have you seen the state of our nation? Yeah.
I don't know why she's followed the flag.
That's right. In the house that Jack built.
In the house Jack built.
They,
it all comes back, yeah.
That was Jack's fly. She owes him for that property. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.